Day 414, Sunday, May 19th, 1 Kings 12, 2 Chronicles 10 and 2 Chronicles 11 1-4, 1 Kings 12 1-33 NKJV and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it, he was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon and had been dwelling in Egypt, that they sent and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. So he said to them, Depart for 3 days, then come back to me. And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, and he said, How do you advise me to answer these people? And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to these people today, and serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. And he said to them, What advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you should speak to this people who have spoken to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, Come back to me the third day. Then the king answered the people roughly, and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now, see to your own house, O David. So Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was in charge of the revenue, but all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. Now it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come back, they sent for him and called him to the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. There was none who followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. Therefore they obeyed the word of the Lord, and turned back, according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim, and dwelt there. Also he went out from there and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom may return to the house of David, If these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord, Rehoboam king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam king of Judah. Therefore the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. And he set up one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places, and made priests from every class of people, who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And at Bethel he installed the priests of the high places which he had made. So he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and offered sacrifices on the altar and burned incense. 2 Chronicles 10:1-19 NKJV And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it, he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Then they sent for him and called him. And Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. So he said to them, Come back to me after 3 days. And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, saying, How do you advise me to answer these people? And they spoke to him, saying, If you are kind to these people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. And he said to them, What advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you should speak to the people who have spoken to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the 3rd day, as the king had directed, saying, Come back to me the 3rd day. Then the king answered them roughly. King Rehoboam rejected the advice of the elders, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from God, that the Lord might fulfill his word, which he had spoken by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David. So all Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was in charge of revenue. But the children of Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. 2 Chronicles 11:1-4 NKJV Now when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, He assembled from the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says the Lord, You shall not go up or fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is for me. Therefore they obeyed the words of the Lord, and turned back from attacking Jeroboam. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, Now the terrible consequences of Solomon's idolatry will begin to unfold for the entire people of Israel. Rehoboam goes to Shechem for his coronation. Prior to the coronation, however, the people of Israel had called Jeroboam back from Egypt, intending to make him their spokesman. Solomon's great building plans had required heavy taxes and forced labor, though some of the people were becoming wealthy through the trading empire Solomon had built, 1 Samuel 8:11-18, 1 Kings 4:7, 1 Kings 9:15. With the accession of a new king, the people sought relief from the taxation. That this was a well-orchestrated effort at taxation reform is indicated by the people's united activity in their selection of Jeroboam as spokesman. It also indicates that the house of Ephraim was likely the main force behind the united effort. Israel's kings were limited, constitutional monarchs, Samuel having set down in a written document the rights and responsibilities of the king according to God's law, 1 Samuel 10:25. Compare Deuteronomy 17:14-20. Absolute monarchs, by contrast, have no such limits. Rehoboam proved himself to be a stubborn and foolish young man, which his father had worried over. See Ecclesiastes 2:18-19. His insensitivity to the request of his own people, and his apparent unawareness of the well-ordered petition brought by an Ephraimite in the land of Ephraim, showed him to be of dull discernment and unfeeling heart. That Shechem was the place where Israel had formerly bound themselves to God as their sole sovereign, Joshua 24:23-25, also seems to have eluded the young heir to the throne. Rehoboam also seemed oblivious to the fact that all of Solomon's counselors, who were older and more mature than his less experienced friends, advised him to reduce the heavy taxation, an indication that they too recognized the excesses of Solomon. Rehoboam was unable to recognize sound counsel when he heard it. Indeed, the young man's judgment fell far short of the wisdom his father counseled in the book of Proverbs, and this despite the book's many appeals to my son, i.e., to Rehoboam primarily. Yet really that should come as no surprise, since Solomon set such a bad example of not following it all himself. It may even be that Solomon was too distracted with his thousand wives and the administration of his kingdom to properly train Rehoboam for his future responsibility, so that the young man lacked a sound foundation for rulership. Furthermore, the turn of events was from the Lord, to bring about the divine punishment of Solomon that his heirs were to suffer, 1 Kings 12:15. The rebellion at Shechem was quickly followed by the anointing of Jeroboam as king of Israel. Rehoboam marshaled his troops, from Judah and Benjamin, to crush the rebellion, but a message from God forbade the contemplated assault, and Rehoboam relented. Jeroboam set about securing his kingdom and decided to pursue a diabolical and disastrous strategy. Thinking that the people of Israel might change their minds and be persuaded to return to Rehoboam if they continued assembling for worship at Jerusalem during the feasts, Jeroboam decided the most practical and expedient course of action would be to change the religion in northern Israel and thereby keep the people away from Solomon's temple. Accordingly, he created two golden calves and placed one in Dan and one in Bethel, meaning house of God. These locations were strategic. Dan was Israel's northernmost city, and thus would attract worshippers from those in the far north. Bethel was in Ephraim, near the southern border of Jeroboam's kingdom and not far from Jerusalem, being along the main route to Jerusalem. Jeroboam's new worship center would attract those formerly accustomed to going to Jerusalem to worship. Why did Jeroboam choose calves as the primary symbols of his new religion? No doubt this was influenced by the time he had spent in Egypt, where bull worship had long been a prominent feature of Egyptian religion. Variations of this worship, which also incorporated bulls and calves, were also popular in the nations around Israel and Judah. Jeroboam was a practitioner of syncretism, blending of traditions, beliefs and elements from different religions with God's true religion, which God strictly forbids, Deuteronomy 12:29-31. Some elements, such as priests, worship centers and religious festivals, to some degree imitated the worship system God had established. Yet Jeroboam added his own twists for his own ends and purposes. He palmed off his plans under the guise of making worship easier for Israel. Why have all Israel go to Jerusalem in the far south? Why not make the worship of God easier and establish two worship sites in Israel, making the trip far less cumbersome? The New King James Version records Jeroboam's proclamation as, "Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt." 1 Kings 12:28. But it could also be translated, "Here is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt," as the Hebrew Elohim can be translated as either God or gods, and the verb in this case fits both plural and singular usage. Notice that in the account where Aaron was prodded into making the golden calf at Mount Sinai, the older King James translates Exodus 32:4 as, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Yet the New King James renders this as, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." The NKJV translated it this way because there was only one calf at Sinai. So does the existence of two calves in 1 Kings 12 denote two gods? Not necessarily. For in paganism, multiple images can represent the same deity. And that is most likely what Jeroboam meant. Just as the golden calf at Mount Sinai was made to represent the Lord, Exodus 32:4-5, so the two golden calves of Jeroboam were both made to represent the same God, again, the true God. Yet God saw the worship introduced by Jeroboam as worshiping demons, 2 Chronicles 11:15. Compare 1 Corinthians 10:20. Notice some of Jeroboam's other changes. He rejected the Levitical priesthood, replacing it with non-Levites who would attend to and administer the new religion, 1 Kings 12:31. He made priests of the lowest of people, Green's literal translation, those who were willing to make any religious compromise necessary. As a result, we find the added detail in 2 Chronicles 11 of the migration of faithful Levites from Israel to Judah. The stated reason given is their loss of position, verse 14. Nevertheless, the fact that they were thoroughly taught, trained and practiced in the law of God was surely a contributing factor to their devotion to remain true to God's worship system and support the Davidic ruler, Rehoboam. Jeroboam's new religion, it should be pointed out, was not really all that new. He still worshipped God in name, but with his own changes. Idolatry was sanctioned, acceptable places for worship were changed, and a new priesthood, one personally loyal to Jeroboam, was inaugurated. Jeroboam did not rush wholesale into apostasy, the worship of a foreign god. Instead, he merely made things a little easier for Israel to worship the God of Abraham. Such gradual change is typically the pattern of apostasy, and we must always be on guard against it. This is not to say that we should never change or grow in understanding as God makes biblical truth clearer to us. We absolutely must. But we must be extremely careful to prove all things according to God's word and hold fast what we recognize to be His clearly revealed truth and will, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, KJV. The Bible makes it clear that Jeroboam bears heavy accountability for deliberately initiating a counterfeit religion and setting such an evil precedent for succeeding kings of Israel. Jeroboam remains infamous long after his death, Scripture repeatedly branding him as one who made Israel sin, 2 Kings 10:31, 2 Kings 13:6, 2 Kings 14:24, 2 Kings 15:9, 2 Kings 15:18, 2 Kings 15:24. The Israelite kings Baasha, Zimri, Omri, Ahab and Ahaziah are all said to have walked in the way of Jeroboam, 1 Kings 15:33-34, 1 Kings 16:19, 1 Kings 16:26, 1 Kings 16:31, 1 Kings 22:52. Jehoram persisted in the sins of Jeroboam, 2 Kings 3:3. Jehu, Yehoash, Jeroboam 2 and Zechariah did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, 2 Kings 10:29, 2 Kings 13:11, 2 Kings 14:23-24, 15:8-9, 18. Yehoahaz followed the sins of Jeroboam, 2 Kings 13:2. And note this stinging indictment. Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them commit a great sin, 2 Kings 17:21. And, 1 Kings 12, verse 11, where the NKJV says scourges, the KJV says scorpions, you will read this also in 2 Chronicles 10:11 and 14. John Gill's commentary includes, a Barbinal calls them iron thorns, rods that had iron prongs or rowels to them, which tore the flesh extremely. The JFB commentary states, he latter, instruments, as contrasted with the former, are supposed to mean thongs thickly set with sharp iron points, used in the castigation of slaves. And, verse 18, John Gill's commentary states, the heavy taxes were their complaint, and a tax gatherer, and especially one that was at the head of the tribute, must be of all men the most disagreeable to them. This is another instance of the folly and false steps of Rehoboam. Verse 32, this feast that Jeroboam made was exactly 1 month after the Feast of Tabernacles, 15th of the 7th month, compare Leviticus 23:34. This passage of scripture, combined with those showing us how God felt about Jeroboam's actions, 2 Kings 10:31, 2 Kings 13:6, 2 Kings 14:24, 2 Kings 15:9, 2 Kings 15:18, 2 Kings 15:24, clearly show that man can't just change what God made holy and appointed to another day. For example, changing Sabbath from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week, changing Passover to Easter, etc.